Good to Great, and the Social Sectors, a monograph to accompany Good to Great. Author, Jim Collins. The Fallacy of Profit versus Nonprofit. The idea that the path from good to great in the social sectors is to become more like a business is dead wrong. Great companies make a prosperous society, but not a great society, because economic growth and power are the means, not the end, of a great nation. The critical distinction is not between profit and nonprofit, but between great and good. Our work should not focus exclusively on business. It should expand to study what separates great from good, whether in business or non-business. The principles of greatness should be isolated from the practices of the for-profit business. The good to great principles can indeed apply to the social sectors as they apply to business. A framework of greatness. In our current study, we'll articulate the timeless principles that make some institutions great, while other institutions stay good or below good. The five issues. Social sectors leaders face five basic issues. 1. Define great. Calibrating success without business metrics. 2. Level 5 leadership. Getting things done within a diffuse power structure. 3. First who. Getting the right people on the bus within social sector constraints. 4. The B concept. Rethinking the economic engine without a profit motive. 5. Turning the flywheel. Building a momentum by building the brand. 1. Defining greatness. Calibrating success without business metrics. In 1995, the New York City Police Department, NYPD, witnessed a psychological shift when Police Commissioner William Bratton inverted the focus from inputs to outputs. Prior to Bratton, the NYPD assessed itself primarily on input variables, such as arrests made, reports taken, cases closed, and budgets met. Bratton set audacious output goals, such as attaining double-digit annual declines in felony crime rates. At meetings, William Bratton would expect to hear reports about whether each type of crime in each officer's districts had decreased or not. 75% of police commanders found themselves ejected from their positions for failing to reduce crime rates in their districts. Overcoming the confusion. The confusion between inputs and outputs stems from one of the primary differences between business and the social sectors. In business, money is both an input, a resource for achieving greatness, and an output, a measure of greatness. In the social sectors, money is only an input, and not a measure of greatness. A great social sector organization is one that delivers superior performance and makes distinctive impact over a long period of time. 2. Level 5 leadership. Getting things done within a diffuse power structure. When Frances Hesselbein became CEO of the Girl Scouts of the USA, her message was clear. I'm not on top of anything. Facing a complex governance structure, composed of hundreds of local Girl Scout councils, each with its own governing board, and a volunteer force of 650,000, Hesselbein simply did not have the full power of decision. When asked how she got all her achievements done without concentrated executive power, she said, "You always have power, if you just know where to find it. There is the power of inclusion, the power of language, the power of shared interests, and the power of coalition. Power is all around you to draw upon, but it is rarely raw, rarely visible." Executive versus social leadership. This is why many business executives fail when they move into social sectors. They fail to notice that there are two types of leadership skills. Executive leadership, where the individual leader has enough concentrated power to simply make the decisions and get them implemented. Social leadership, where no individual leader has enough power to make important decisions by themselves. They rely more upon persuasion. 3. First who. Getting the right people on the bus within the social sector constraints. When Roger Briggs was head of science department at a public high school, a persistent thought pushed to the front of his consciousness. Our schools could be so much better. Briggs filled faculty seats with teachers compulsively driven to make whatever they touch the best it can be. Briggs focused on getting the right people on the bus. He inverted the tenure recommendation from a default of, "Yes, you'll likely get tenure, unless you've done something egregious," to, "No, you'll most likely not get tenure unless you have proven yourself to be an exceptional teacher." Social constraints versus business flexibility. In social sectors, getting the wrong people off the bus can be more difficult than in a business. Business executives can more easily fire people, and equally important, they can use money to buy talent. Most social sector leaders, on the other hand, must rely on people underpaid relative to the private sector, or in the case of volunteers, not paid at all. Yet the key variable is not how much you pay, but who you have on the bus. Greatness flows first and foremost from having the right people in the key seats of the bus, not the other way around. 4. The B concept. Rethinking the economic engine without a profit motive. You can't excel from good to great without implementing the B concept that suits your conditions. In business, B concept consists of three intersecting circles. 1. Passion circle. The circle that comprises what you are deeply passionate about. 2. Best circle. The circle that comprises what you can be the best at. 3. Economic circle. The circle that comprises what drives your economic engine. Reinventing the economic engine. In social sectors, you must make adjustments to the third circle, regarding the economic engine. The economic circle of the B concept shifts from an economic engine to a resource engine. The critical question is not how much money do we make from our customers, but how can we develop a sustainable resource engine relative to our mission of serving our citizens? Social sectors have three different resource engines. 1. Governmental. The social sectors that rely on government funding, for example, NASA, must employ political skill and cultivate public support. 2. Charitable. Those that rely on charitable donations must develop fundraising mechanisms and build emotional connection, for example, help us cure cancer. 3. Economic. Those that rely heavily on business revenues, such as productive families exhibitions, have a resource engine that more closely resembles the economic engine of a business corporation. Planning the intersection. The critical step in a B concept is to determine how best to interconnect all three circles in an optimum area so that they reinforce each other. 5. Turning the flywheel. Building momentum by building the brand. When you keep pushing and moving a flywheel, each turn builds upon the previous one, compounding your investment of effort. Then, at some point of pushing, breakthrough happens. The flywheel flies continuously with unstoppable momentum. This is how you build greatness. What people want is to feel the excitement of being involved in something that just flat out works. When they begin to see tangible results, they line up to throw their shoulders against the wheel and push with you. This is the power of the flywheel. In business, the flywheel works exceptionally well, delivers superior financial results, and the world will line up, eager to give you capital. In the social sectors, by contrast, there is no guaranteed relationship between exceptional results and sustained access to resources. In fact, the exact opposite can happen. If the social organization has a surplus, why should we give it more grants? How to get out of this dilemma? In the social sector, the key link is brand reputation, built upon emotional share of hearts. It's always good versus great. Both business leaders and social sector leaders face difficulties and constraints, but great business corporations share more in common with great social sector organizations than they share with mediocre businesses. Then the key solution is not transforming social sectors into businesses, but transforming good institutions into great ones. Greatness is not a function of circumstance. Greatness is largely a matter of conscious choice and discipline.